Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Sorry for the background noise. I have fans going. We took the air conditioners out of the house, out of the rooms, and yesterday it skyrocketed up to 80 degrees in northern Illinois in the month of October, which is really hot for this time of the year. Today it is in the low 70s. The sun is shining. There's a nice breeze. This is my idea of what heaven, my heaven would be as far as weather goes. But that's not the reason why I decided to do this audio. I haven't done one in a while. And I will say that I've been having problems doing audio. I'll record and record and record. And then I end up deleting them because I'm just thinking, why? I don't know. I end up just deleting them, with the exception of, you know, going to New Orleans and Nala, because it was just me rambling on about stupid stuff. But I just got done listening to Gwen, and she was doing an Octaver prompt for Octaver, Guilty Pleasures. And I was listening to her, and I could so relate to where she said she wasn't going to participate. And I had initially planned on participating, but because I started working a part-time job for the month, at a Halloween store. For those that know me, it is my favorite time of the year. And so I get to dress up when I work. So I couldn't pass it up. And it's, you know, only 30 days. So, and then trying to keep up with my website, my blog, pictures, all the other stuff that I do in my internet online life, trying to keep up with that. And just... and then the man-child moved back. He's been back now since last Thursday. And trying to rearrange the house again after I just rearranged everything to... now there's just... The house is so bad now, it's overflown out into the driveway where we have bins full of the man-child stuff that needs to find a place to reside for the next 2 years. Anyway, and then having two dogs now, the fact that our dog that we adopted last year tore her ACL in her leg, in her knee, her hind leg, and she was pigeon-toed anyway. She had a little hip dysplasia, and she's a sweet, sweet, lovable dog. Personality-wise, and she keeps going even though she's got this major limp. She wants to wrestle around and she wants to play, and she's 8 years old now. You know, and trying to keep her calm, and then the other one is blind and deaf, and she's 13, going to be 14 in March. So, you know, I feel like I'm surrounded by old people. Old souls. But anyway, so yeah, I'm busy, even though I'm not doing anything. It makes sense. So I was listening to Gwen, and she was talking about her guilty pleasure. And it is so funny that her guilty pleasure is somebody I had the opportunity to meet this past April. And I kick myself every single time that I hear his name mentioned. And I had been invited to New York to go meet him and a few other of his band members. And for those that have been following me, I'm big into music, and I just hung out with the Struts and Beware of Darkness band members in Nala, and But I was gonna meet these and his, this person, her guilty pleasure, and his wife. And when I seen my friend post his pictures of them all together, I was like, oh, you're such a jerk. And I'm a bigger jerk for not going. I remember she mentioned a song that was my first exposure to him. I'm not going to mention his name because then it makes you have to go listen to Gwen talk about her guilty pleasure. And it was a ballad, you know, it was really slow. And it was actually on an 8-track. I think it was a K-Tel, because it had Rod Stewart, Reason to Believe. It had Cat Stevens, Moonshadow, I think. It had a bunch of them, and I can't remember offhand, but I remember it was a white 8-track with an orangish-red label. And it was from the early 70s. So anyway, it was the only 8-track I had. I think my dad or my mom bought it for me, so that when we went traveling, when I went with my grandparents, I would have something to listen to. Anyway, and I remember listening to this person, his album, and it was very, very risque, vulgar kind of thing. I mean, he was one of those shock rock artists, so to speak. And now he's even written a children's book. He doesn't party. He doesn't drink. I don't think he smokes. No drugs. He's been married to the same woman for a bazillion years. I wouldn't say he's Christian, but he is a God-fearing person, an individual. He's, I think, been even voted like one of the best fathers, rock fathers, that he was very attentive to his daughters. I think one, it might be a model, I can't remember, because there was a group of men that were rock stars that had beautiful daughters and that were really, you know, involved in their lives. And it's funny because Gwen was saying how, you know, doesn't want people, you know, from her church to know she listens to it. And like I said, it was very, you know, shocking stuff to listen to back in the 70s. Very, like I said, risque, sexual, vulgar. I would have loved to seen some of his shows because they were actual, like, shows, you know, live shows with his music. And he was very different. And he's still, I think, does his shows like that. You'll have to forgive me. The air gets dry with the fans. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But anyway, I thought it was amusing. And a very good choice in guilty pleasure, Gwen. And I don't think it's, you know, anything to be embarrassed about. It just goes to show that you're open-minded in what you listen to. Am I shocked? No. Not really. Nah. Because no, I'm not shocked. But yeah. There you have it. And if the opportunity ever presents itself again, and my friend invites me to New York to meet this person or another rock star, I'm jumping on the first plane out of O'Hare to New York. I'm not gonna... No regrets. Thanks for listening, guys. Laterness, people.